Levi, what's inspired you to get involved with this course?
Yeah, for me it's family history, only recently, but yeah, my uncle was diagnosed with bowel cancer last year, and thankfully it's a good news story for us, but yeah, anything I can do to help to what the Jodie Lee Foundation is all about with raising awareness, and because if you catch it early, it's I think it's 90% curable, so anything I can do to help, you know, I'd love to get involved.
Before the diagnosis of your uncle, was it a disease that you knew much about? Because it is one that seems to go under the radar a little bit.
Yeah, we've had this same talk for the last, I think, 3 years now, so it was something I sort of knew about, but I guess because I didn't have that connection or with it, I didn't really take as much notice, so it's something that, yeah, I guess I believe in strongly now and want to help get across.
Just speaking to Cam, yeah, 7 days on, he said the playing group's, you know, starting to move on. Is that the feeling that you've got from the playing group, from Mick's departure?
Yeah, definitely. JB's come in with his strong processes and stuff that he wants to get across to the boys. And obviously it's a tough time. It was a tough time last week, but it's a footy club and we've got to move on. We've got, the good thing about footy is there's always next week. So we've had our game, we're our first one up without Mick, and now we've just got to keep moving on, keep getting better.
Is there a touch of relief, though, now that you've just had that, I mean, almost the climactic end to what was building up for a few weeks now, and then you can just go out and play footy without that pressure of Mick's position on the line every week, so to speak?
I guess a lot of the boys don't really read or watch the news a lot, so it was hard to get away from a lot of the pressure of Mick, but we were sort of tried to stick in our own little bubble, and obviously we went out trying to win every week, which, you know, we obviously didn't achieve, but yeah, so we'll just keep sticking to the processes that we've had. Yeah.
Simple messages seem to be something that came through, tackling pressure increases and things like that. Is that a bit of a breath of fresh air, just in light of everything that's happened, just to break it down and make it as simple as possible?
Yeah, definitely. The more you talk to people, the more people say footy's a simple game. If the opposition's got the ball, you want to try and get the ball off them. So, you know, we went in with our two focuses of tackle and hard ball gets, and, you know, we had an improvement, but it's still definitely a work in progress for us.
How much of an impact has Sav had since he's come down here?
Yeah, I think Sav's been massive for me. Obviously, my goal kicking's been very inconsistent, and I guess a talking point for a lot of people. So Sav's come in and, once again, simplified things, just going in with one or two little focuses that I'm trying to focus on. And also, he was a pretty good forward in his time as well, so being able to help out with sort of leading patterns and how to go and get the ball as well has been really good.
Do you feel your confidence has sort of gone a bit since Sav's input?
Yeah, well, I guess I'm kicking straighter, yeah. So that helps with confidence, yeah. And I think most people play on confidence, so the more confidence I can get, the better.
Is it more of a mental thing Sav's doing, or is it technical as well, or is there a mixture of both? How much mental and how much technical is it?
Yeah, it's a mixture of both. A lot of it's obviously my technique isn't 100%, so trying to fix that at training and just repetition, trying to get that so that in a game under fatigue, I don't go back to my bad technique and try and stick to a good one.
How hard is that to do in season?
I guess it's hard to get out on the track and put in hours and hours of kicking, but I'm pretty lucky with, you know, my body. I can get up like the next day after a game, or maybe not the next day, but I can get up pretty quickly and get moving again, so that helps for me to be able to get out and get a lot of kicks in during the week.
Just this week, so how many do you expect to get back? Do Judd, Gibbs, Murph, do you know if they're all going to play this week?
Yeah, I think they're assessed through training, so I think they'll be a good chance as long as they get through training.